now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Is Steph Curry still shooting?
Golly.
Diggity. Sun scored 51 less. Sybil, his stats are eligible for an AARP card. He's not human, Sybil. He's like a super predator.
Oh, Huggy.
Maybe I shouldn't have used those words. Put Hillary Clinton's ass down for contender number one, y'all. For calling kids super predators back in the day. Man, if she called them super predators in 96, Sybil, imagine what Miss Democratic Doubtfire think of them now. Contender number two, Mississippi Governor Phil Brown for signing a proclamation declaring April Confederate Heritage Month. Yep, April Fool's got extended 29 more days, Sybil. Phil Brown, Phil D's on National Pistachio Day. Contender number three, Kanye West, the rapper slash designer slash hand puppet, is the Bill Bixby of rap.
Bill Bixby.
1 minute Kanye is A-OK with TMZ, the next minute he's telling people to kiss his ASS. Sybil, what Kanye needs is a black mother-in-law. Mm. Preferably one from Chicago. Okay. Sybil, what's first lady mother name? Miss Marion Robinson?
Yes.
That's what Kanye needs.
Okay.
Somebody to beat him with a box of house chicken. Because Kris Jenner's not the winner chicken dinner. Contender number four, Ben Carson. Man, last night they treated Ben Carson like the Carson the Friendly Ghost, Sybil. He was like arugula on Chris Christie plate. They wouldn't touching him. Ben shouldn't have showed up. He should have just stayed in the car, son. And ate a fruit salad. Ben got upset because he felt neglected. Oh, don't be upset, Ben. That's it, y'all. Contender number five, Suge Knight complaining about his rights. Yeah, right. He better read El Chapo's book, Sybil. Contender number six, Dante Fowler for the Jaguars. He was refereeing a fight between his baby mama and a woman he was with, like he was the NFL Richard Steele, Tom, or the Mills Lane of football. They were world-star rumbling, Sybil. Come on, really? I mean, they couldn't settle that like normal human beings and for that a Chuck E. Cheese, Jay? For a gospel radio station? Wow. Like the Texas politicians John Wally Price and Dwayne Carraway, contender number 7 and 8, usually at a gospel station, so people are worshiping and praying and shouting. Not cussing. I thought I was watching Ike Turner's Unsung, Sybil. It was like an old version of Morris Chestnut and Tate Diggs and Best Man. Y'all at a gospel radio station. You're supposed to be God is G-O-O-D, not U-F-M-W. Donald Trump, you are the Bama of the week, the month, and for life. The poorly educated. Well, you know what? Love these super predator pistachios. You hear me? Y'all hear Rubio last night?
Yeah.
He must have had George Wallace as his speechwriter. Rubio was going toe-to-toe with Toupe Fiasco, Sybil. He said Trump would be selling watches in Manhattan if he didn't get his inheritance. Preferably on Canal Street, y'all, selling them Rolex that tick, Jay. You know what I call them? Residentials? I should have hung up a long time ago. Monster 3 through the 6, I'm in Houston.